Living Free Candy Candy rocks Arizona.
Absolutely, and occasionally gets a friend, an old friend, to stop by. Better late than never, but he makes it. That's all good.
My key to the station, man.
Oh, no, you're not Alice Cooper. When you're Cooper cool, you get a key to the station.
I understand that.
Welcome to KDKB, Gary Cherone of Extreme and also Hurt Smile, formerly of some little-known band called Van Halen.
They got a future.
But more, yeah, they might be able to hang. You never know. But you're in town now with Hurt Smile. This is that project that you're doing with your brother Mark.
Yeah. We started it back in 2007, put it on hold for an Extreme album reunion. But,
right.
We picked it up in 2010. Record came out, good reviews, and now we're starting a tour.
Now you're gonna be in town in Tempe at Club Red tonight,
yep.
And then tomorrow night you're gonna go down to Tucson and play with Sammy Hagar.
Yeah, looking forward to that one.
Is that awkward at all, or do you guys share the same stories? Because I've read Sammy's book.
Well, he's
got
more stories than I do.
Well, he was
of
you know,
course
tenure. You know, he's
no,
got tenure.
There's a camaraderie. I've known him for years. He came to Boston a few years back, invited me on stage. We went to New York, and we traded stories. Some stories.
Do you have the? Does it walk like a duck? Does it float? Does it fly? Do you guys have the same stories without being in the same room? You can say, "Yep, that was."
We
true.
Had it from the same perspective.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's for sure. You know,
absolutely.
But Sammy's great, and I saw him with Chickenfoot last year in Boston, and he was tremendous. His voice was spot on. The band was great. Michael Anthony's the best.
You know? So you guys still talk? You guys are all still friends?
Our lawyers. Yeah.
Your lawyers are still friends.
They talk. Yeah. No, we're friends. Very close.
So you got a Hurt Smile debut CD out, and I'm lucky enough to be friends with you, and we heard these demos a couple of years ago,
yeah.
And then it looked like it wasn't going to happen because the Extreme reunion happened, and
right.
Then you guys went out and did your thing, and then Nuno goes on tour with Rihanna,
right?
Which doesn't pay at all.
Doesn't pay.
No, I'm sure it sucks. I'm sure he's scrounging for every meal.
So he's got a second job too.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. He had to pick up that second job.
Yeah. Exactly.
And you and Mark got back together and put out Hurt Smile. Explain the band, the concept of this band to everybody that doesn't know you.
You know, it's no different than any other band. You know, it's started in between projects. And Mark and I have been in different bands over the years, and the timing was never right. We talked about it for years. The time seemed to be right in 2007, though I thought. So we hooked up with some local guys we knew forever. Joe Pessia, who plays... lead guitar for Tantric,
right?
And Dana Spellman, a drummer I've known for years, student of Mike Mangini.
Yeah, it was one of
Mangini's buddy, great drummer. And 2010 came around when Nuno was off to Rihanna, and I just wanted to finish the project with Mark, and we just finished the record, wrote the record, recorded it at my house, like any other rock band. Got lucky enough to put it out, and we're going on tour.
And you can actually buy a Hurt Smile CD. This isn't one of those things where you just download it. And you're on that Frontiers label, that label that's like putting out a bunch of great music.
Yeah, sure.
We're like Mr. Big and Whitesnake and like really good, solid rock records. These are not crap records.
No, some great stuff coming out of there. And we just did the M3 festival. Where was that? Rock?
In Maryland?
Maryland with Mr. Big, Whitesnake and all that. And Hurt Smile played. It was great. Got some good response. You know, we're out there. I don't give it away, but you know, we're doing a lot of new material, but we're also throwing in some old stuff people familiar with tonight.
Cover songs or extreme stuff?
Yeah, some of the old stuff that I do, and there may be a VH track that we dusted off for this tour.
Can I defend you and Van Halen, please? Because you get the biggest, you get the worst rap for this.
That's fine.
Thing.
But that's fine.
Because,
I get it.
Because, you know, like Sammy's quoted as saying, you didn't deserve to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and I think we'd all agree on that.
I wasn't in the Rock and Roll Hall
right,
of Fame,
that's
was
what he's, no, that's
yeah.
Just, Van Halen goes in, but you're the guy in Van Halen that doesn't get to go in. You have to buy a ticket.
That's right.
And Sammy is on record as saying that. And all these guys, like, everybody wants to douche you for being the guy that had to try and replace Roth and Hagar. You never had a chance from the minute you walked through the door.
Yeah. But, and also, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? They asked me to be in the band.
No.
I'm gonna catch a lot of hell from the fans.
How close to home does the movie Rockstar hit for you?
Well, I did.
It's a different story, band.
No,
but how much of that it is?
Are you kidding me? When I watched it, when did that come out? Because I was in Van Halen when it came out.
Were you really?
And I'm looking at it, going, "Are you kidding?" No, it was
even
like, he wanted to buy the Batmobile.
Was it?
I
like,
wanted to do that 20 years ago. I'm going, that bastard, he bought the Batmobile.
I'm going to defend you right now. I'm going to give people a little taste of what they may or may not have heard of Gary in front of Van Halen live. You probably have never heard this before, so check it out. So you're telling me you've never heard that?
Never heard that.
You've never heard that?
Never heard that.
It's not a bootleg. It was like a radio broadcast.
Yeah, it was a radio broadcast.
Years ago, like 1998 or so.
Yeah, I remember that.
I'm going to defend you. I think Gary was fine. Fine singing for Van Halen.
I got no problem singing with VH.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You could say you were there, man. But now...
One of three.
One of three. One of only three guys to ever do it.
Yeah, I played with a few good rock guitar players.
Nuno's no slouch either, by the way. And by the way, your brother Mark's not a slouch either.
That's
right. He's a hell of a guitar player. As a matter of fact, we'll put the past in the rearview mirror, and we'll play you something brand new. This is from Hurt Smile. They have a debut CD out that you can buy now. Do you have a website where people can get it, or do they just go through the Facebook page?
Facebook.
Go to the Facebook page? Okay.
Find out where you can buy it.
All right, this is I had to edit the song because you drop an F-bomb in it. So Just War Theory is the name of the song, and it's new music from Gary Cherone's band, Hurt Smile, who are in town tonight, Club Red in Tempe. Tickets available at the door. Should be a good time. And then if you want to road trip and go down to Tucson, you can see him with Sammy Hagar tomorrow night. It's 93.3 KDKB. No time for peace. You're doing your best Johnny Rotten in that song.
I give a nod to the old
little
old
Johnny
chap.
Rotten there.
I rolled my R's and everything.
You're in town tonight. Gary Cherone, a good friend of mine, current lead vocalist for Extreme as well. Extreme are still together.
Still together. Nuno's finishing up by the end of the year. We're writing, and we'll be doing some recording.
And then back out on the road again, being sort of a road pig. Are you set now? Is this what you... If you stopped today, could you be set? Would you be done? Or do you still have to work?
I have to play.
Yeah, that's right. It's not even playing.
No, I'm fortunate enough. This is what I do.
You're done, right? Yeah. You don't have to do anything else.
Right.
This is it, because you do Broadway plays and stuff too.
In between, every once in a while. That's more for fun. I couldn't do it for a living. The Rock of Ages and all that stuff. That's a different type of singer, man.
Yeah.
You know.
But you did do it.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you pulled it off.
Yeah, but you know, you got to sing in the morning.
Nobody wants to do that.
I didn't join a rock band to sing in the morning.
Nobody wants to do that. Gary Cherone in town tonight. Do you want to play something from Extreme? Do you want to hear?
Yeah,
sure. What do you want to play from Extreme? Can I
play anything? I don't care. You're
really?
The man. Yeah. Whoa. You got to clear it through me.
Let me find. I have something very old.
You playing something obscure?
I might.
Well, are you playing a demo?
I might.
Do you want people to come to the show?
No, but this is
people
stuff
are
going to
be offended.
This is stuff they won't hear at the show. See, what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to, bait them. I'm a master baiter.
I know,
here.
But it better be good.
Of course it's good. It's an Extreme song.
All right.
All right, here you go.
Are you playing a demo?
Yeah.
What if I don't know it?
Oh, you'll know it.
Okay.
It's your song. See if I can get it to work. There we go. Americocaine.
Oh.
Old Extreme that you've never heard before.
How about the oldest? First song me and Nuno wrote.
This is the first song you guys ever wrote?
Second
song?
Yeah.
Well, here you go. Here's Old Obscure Extreme on 93.3 KDKB. You're welcome. See, I nerded out on you right there.
1985, man.
I totally nerded out on you. I pulled out the very first song you and Nuno wrote together, and now Nuno is off playing with Rihanna, and you're with your brother Mark tonight over at Club Red in Tempe.
11:30. Yeah.
That'll be good.
Excited.
Talking about Gary Cherone. His band is called Hurt Smile. Of course, that was Extreme, an old song for you, and he also might pull out a Van Halen song or two. It's 93.3 KDKB. Now, this record, is Hurt Smile going to be doing more than one record, or is this just that one project that you want to do with your brother?
We're actually in rehearsals for the tour. We started writing, so when we get time after we make this little American run, we're going to Japan in a couple weeks.
Where you'll sell millions of records and make a lot of money, because Japan loves this stuff.
And you ask me if I'm all set.
I'm just saying. Well,
that's with Extreme.
Let's be honest. Yeah, the Extreme show, was it 6 or 8 shows that you guys did and just pocketed bank for the reunion? Wasn't it just originally only supposed to be a half dozen shows?
Oh, no, that was back 2007. Those were one-offs. Those were one-offs with Paul Geary.
Because Mr. Udo wanted to pay.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
It's a business, dog. You guys... You'll continue to do Hurt Smile
this. We're writing now. We're going to put out some stuff. We'll just put it out. We'll put it out over the net, before we do a full length. But, absolutely. Why not?
Excellent.
Keep working. Keep writing. It's great to play with my bro.
Well, 26 years later, it's good to have a friend named Gary Cherone who stops by. No matter where I am in America, we always seem to bump into each other.
That's right.
Whether it's getting a headshot at the Saddle Ranch in L.A. Then we ended up, I remember this, and again, not to tell old stories out of school, but it was like the Butabi brothers. You and I hopped into a rented BMW convertible, and took off in LA through the LA night.
Right.
Ended up at like 16 different bars for no reason. And everybody's like, Gary, you were like Norm from Cheers. Like you, you were like a huge like whore around LA at the time, weren't you?
I was living the life out there, man.
Yeah.
I was in the band.
And then you moved back to Boston, back to Massachusetts.
Back to Boston. I'm an East Coast guy. I used to kid Alex Van Halen.
Oh, wait a minute. Did you just name drop Alex Van Halen? Hold on.
Did I just name drop? No, I can name him.
But it doesn't matter. You still did it.
Okay.
Hey, you've heard this
before.
So I was
talking to Alex.
Hey, you were saying All right.
And I said, I always just tell him, man, I didn't grow up on Van Halen. I grew up on Aerosmith, man.
Oh, did you really?
He used to bust his balls. Yeah.
Did you really? You're a bitch. Why would you do that?
They did the same thing to me.
Did he really? What did they say? We grew up on Boston?
Yeah.
All right, here, let's do another song, because I know you got to go grab some dinner and stuff and do your thing before the show starts. 11:30, you go on stage?
11:30.
And then if you want a road trip and see the two singers from Van Halen not named Dave, you can go down to Tucson. What's the name of the place you're playing in Tucson? Do you know? It's like a casino down there.
Yeah, it's a theater, man.
Yeah, wherever
it's outdoor.
Wherever Sammy and the Wobbos
we'll
are playing.
Find out at the end of the song.
Tomorrow. Yeah, we'll look it up for you, and we'll tell you where you can go if you want a road trip and go down and see Hurts Mile twice in one weekend. This is called Stillborn, not to be confused with the Zakk Wylde song of the same name. The band is called Hurts Mile. It's on 93.3 KDKB. 93.3 KDKB rocks Arizona. And here it goes. The false ending got me. Stillborn from Hurts Mile. Gary Cherone in studio. The guys are going to be in town tonight over at Club Red. You should go see them. And then if you want to do the trek down to Tucson, it's Casino del Sol, which I think is a casino named after a small car made by Honda.
Yeah, looking forward.
Not exactly sure. And you're playing with Sammy Hagar tomorrow night.
That's right. Hey, you dropped the name, man.
Oh, did I? Yeah, I'm sorry. Sorry about that. I'd like to apologize for dropping the name. It's all good. Now, is this the first time you played with Sammy in a while?
This is the first time. This band has played with Sammy.
No, not the band. I'm just saying you. This is the first time you've seen Sammy in a while?
Yeah, I saw him. Last time I saw him was in Boston with Chickenfoot and hung out with him.
He won't pull you on stage tomorrow night, will he? Maybe?
Maybe.
Maybe? Guys, do a duet of songs Dave can't sing?
Yeah, maybe we'll do a Dave song.
Do Dave song?
That'll never happen.
But do a duet of songs Dave can't sing. Do it be like the Van Halen set of songs that Dave can't sing, which would be a lot.
Maybe a few.
Gary Cherone, thank you for stopping by once again.
Thank you for having me.
It's always good to have a friend in town.
Good to see you.
All right, man. Have fun. Club Red tonight. Hurts Mile. Go get them. And it's 93.3 KDKB.
It's going to rock.